We're going to welcome up Melissa Bledsoe. She's going to share about what revival means to her. I'm excited. All right.
Oh, I just got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. So that stuff was a bit much. But that's okay. I'm good, Nate. Sorry. Those old bones. So excuse my voice. I do sound like Barry White today. But God is still good. So this morning I'm going to be talking about what does revival look like to me. And I just recently, literally just this past July, was blessed with the opportunity to work with the Croc Center now. But prior to that, most of my ministry has been in the West Humboldt Park community of Chicago, which is one of the worst communities in the city. And through that, I think that God has really has given me a passion for seeing revival because the church, we play too much. And it's time for us to get serious about, you know, God's work. So, wow, I have 10 minutes. That's a lot of time. So before I can even write down what revival looks like to me, I wanted to see what the origin word for revival mean. And it means chaya, which means to bring back to life, to restore to consciousness, or to restore to a previous condition. But the God we serve, when he restores, it's typically to something brand new. And we're thankful for that. And so, in my opinion, revival is needed when the love of God, when the love of God's people, excuse me, has grown cold. When we consider the symptoms and the needs of a revival, just as a sick person manifests physical symptoms, so the needs for personal spiritual revival has spiritual symptoms. And so for me personally, it's so easy to talk about when the church needs revival that we forget to turn the spotlight on us. So for me, revival is when I am no longer complacent, when I'm no longer seeking self-satisfaction or satisfaction with the current state of the church. The body currently has a don't rock the boat attitude and mentality, and a lack of concern for the lost and the suffering in the world because we are comfortable with how tradition is. Revival means to me when we are no longer hiding. This is important. And I thought about me and God convicted me. Praise God. Revival means to me when we are no longer hiding or covering secret sins that has the impact on what should be a public Christian walk. Revival means when I am no longer allowing myself to be filled with pride and realize that it is the Holy Spirit that will bring the fire. Revival looks like when the body of Christ Revival looks like the body of Christ coming together as a community that we actually love each other and loves working with each other to show the creative part of God. And that one, I think about just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking to our teens about the creation of God and that God actually did not use his hands or his feet. He spoke things into existence. How creative that is. And God has called us to be the hands and the feet. And let us not get too sedity to think that we are not, that it's beneath us to be the hands and the feet. Revival in my community looks like not putting our hopes and dreams in crooked politicians that break their promises, but trust in the one who governs all things and actually allow him to do so. I'm so sorry. I'm getting real personal. But I am sick and tired of us and the church being divided by the government. Yes. That it is like gut-wrenching, disgusting how it is. And even as us, we forget we're all about Democrat Republican and all of this and that, that we forget the main purpose of us being Christians. And I think that God calls us away from my personal opinion, not nobody else's, but I personally believe that God has called us to be a part of that, knowing that that would divide us, to actually be a part of something that's supposed to unify us. And revival looks like when my church actually begins to embrace the different forms of worship and come to the realization that heaven is not gonna be all songbooks and brass bands, but it will be an army of people who just want to worship God freely and in their own size and in their own way. And we become okay with that and actually embrace that. Revival looks like when we realize that we are called to be the bride and that we are called to be the bride and not the bridegroom, and that the bride of God, that's all jacked up. Sorry, I'm a slow texter, so I like speaking to my phone and I must have got revved up on this part. Let me say that in my own way. Revival looks like when we realize that we are called to be the bride and not the bridegroom. We are called to be the church and not God. And we actually embrace and love the idea of wanting to be in an intimate relationship with God. I think we forget that the message behind the bride and the groom, we know what happens when they come together, and that's intimacy. And we forget the intimate part because we're so afraid to be vulnerable. And we're so afraid to be naked in front of God who created us. And when we get naked, we can then allow the world to know that it's okay to be naked. And it's okay to be comfortable in front of God, because that's the only way that he can save us. And so the scripture that came to mind was 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I love the New Testament because of the coming and the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But I love the Old Testament because that's the 8 in me. I love the boldness and the straightforward and the laws that God laid. And it says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." Revival is when the church wakes up. Revival is when the church get up out their seat. Revival is when the church actually wants to be integrated and be a part of the community and not want to be a part of the status quo. Revival for me continues to look like daily dying to myself, reminding myself that I do have a cross behind me. And not just the cross that Jesus died on, but the one that was set for me. And so I think as I go on through life, I just pray that we're no longer talking about what revival looks like, and that we begin talking about what revival has been and how we can begin to continue to work at that. So.